Mishnah Gimel, Mabin Pesach Arishon Lasheni. What are the differences between the first Pesach, which falls on the 14th of Nisan, and Pesach Sheni, which falls on the 14th of Iyar, 1 month later? Now, the Mishnah does not list all of the differences, but it lists a few of them, and the main rule is learned from the Pasuk. When the Pasuk talks about the laws applying to Pesach Sheni, it lists a couple of laws regarding the Korban Pesach itself, for example, not breaking the bone of a Korban Pesach, and then it says, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Esoi. According to all of the laws of the Pesach, they should perform it. And we learn from there that only things regarding the Korban Pesach itself, only when it comes to those things do we say that the laws of Pesach Rishon apply also on Pesach Sheni. But laws of Pesach, which don't actually apply to the Korban Pesach itself, those do not apply to Pesach Sheni. And therefore, HaRishon Osur B'Bal Yiroa B'Bal Yimotze. When it comes to Pesach Rishon, the prohibitions of B'Bal Yiroa and B'Bal Yimotze to own any chometz, to have any chometz in your possession, that is forbidden on Pesach Rishon. But V'Hasheni, when it comes to Pesach Sheni, matzah v'chometz in B'Bayis, he can have both matzah and chometz with him in the same house. There is no problem of owning chometz on Pesach Sheni. It follows that also the prohibition of owning chometz during the time that one is slaughtering the Korban Pesach, that also does not apply to Pesach Sheni. HaRishon, the first Pesach, to'on halal ba'achilosai. It requires that one recites halal when one eats the Korban Pesach. Yeshaya Hanavi prophesies that when the Golos ends, when the ultimate exile ends and we come to the ultimate redemption, then Hashir Yi Elohim Kelel Hiskadish Chag. The song will be for you, just like the night where you sanctify the Yom Tov. So what is that night referring to? That's referring to the night of Pesach. And so it's learnt from there that one is obligated to recite Hallel on the night of Pesach when he eats the Korban Pesach. However, Sheni ain't ton hal ba'achilosai. When it comes to Pesach Sheni, one is not required to recite Hallel when he is eating Korban Pesach, because it is not considered a Yom Tov. And the Pasuk says, Kelel hischadish chag. But Pesach Sheni is not considered a chag, it's not considered a Yom Tov. However, the things which are similar between them are zeh vozeh, both this one and this one, both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, tun hal ba'asiyoson, they do require that halal be recited as they are processing the Korban Pesach, as they are carrying out the service, as we learnt earlier on in the Masechta, because that is really part of the Korban Pesach service itself. Menechon tzoli has to be eaten roasted, it can't be boiled or cooked in any other way. Again, that has to do with Korban Pesach itself. Al matzo meririm, it needs to be eaten together with matzo morar. In fact, the Torah explicitly says that when it comes to Pesach Sheni, it also needs to be eaten together with matzo morar. And finally, v'dechnas haShabbos, it overrides Shabbos. If Pesach Sheni falls on a Shabbos, then the process is carried out even on Shabbos, because just like when it comes to Pesach Rishon, also when it comes to Pesach Sheni, the Torah uses the word b'moyadoi, that it needs to be offered in its time. And we learn from there that even if it falls on Shabbos, the Korban Pesach is still offered.